Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Caper.io. Today we have Stacy. Stacy is the VP of Product Strategy and Operations at iTrix. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Stacy, a brief background about yourself, what you've been doing prior to joining iTrix.
So I have over a 20-year background in helping companies scale and grow. And I initially started out at Accenture going through large enterprise transformations, working to develop capabilities in people, process, as well as technology. And so for the last 5 to 10 years, I have been focused more so on the digital transformation side, helping companies to really consider where they're at and understand how are they going to get to that next stage of growth in their company. I've worked at both AppDynamics as well as New Relics in the observability space, helping them go through that transition, putting in place new operating models. And most recently, I joined Alteryx in the data analytics and technology space. And I am helping to the organization transition through that on-prem to SaaS journey, in addition to building out the product operations team.
Got it. So keeping the conversation relevant towards the last 15 months, you know, interesting months. And so I would like to discuss more around managing remote teams, mental health of the people. You know, do you want to share some examples where, you know, Zoom fatigues kicked in amongst the team and, you know, you had to come up with different strategies around it? You know, so the challenges were different. They were not normal day challenges.
No, I think that we lose a lot of context by going remote. So I guess it first off, it depends on the DNA of the company. If the company was fully remote beforehand, then they transitioned well into a COVID environment. However, for those companies where they were like full-time in the office and there were strong relationships prior to that, transitioning into a remote work environment was a bit challenging. And if you have a stable employee base, those relationships probably were not challenged. And it was great that you had those strengths and ties as we went into lockdown. And the work that at hand from an execution perspective even became more productive. However, if you have an organization that was in flux, such as like AppDynamics or New Relic, that's when the ties may not necessarily be as strong because you have a lot of employees that are onboarding and there are a lot of departures. And that's where we're managing in this remote work environment was probably a bit more challenging. So we needed to be more deliberate about how do we build up the onboarding? How do we build up the, just the care and sustenance of the employee base in order to make sure that they felt like their own personal needs were being met in addition to work needs. And then we also needed to be very thoughtful about how do we interact with others in a remote environment? Because, we would be in a number of different situations where because the depth of relationship just wasn't there, you would need to navigate more carefully and make sure that those nonverbal cues that you normally pick up were more closely monitored. So, and I definitely did see some team fatigue when it came to Zoom. So carefully thinking about how do you craft meetings, how do you craft engagements has really been top of my mind, in addition to ensuring that there's clear communication across the organization so that everybody is connected.
Got it. Makes sense. So, you know, with the vaccine rollout happened at a record pace and with everything just around the corner for a full open, right? How do you see the world evolving? Do you want to go back to office? Do you see everyone going back to office? Do you think even if the hybrid model is sustainable?
I mean, I see that there is an eagerness to be able to go back into the office. I mean, you see Google bringing up the dates of returning back to the office. You know, previously it was like, I think it was in the fall, and they brought it forward. We at Alteryx are opening our offices even sooner than we had thought. We're doing like a soft opening, even starting this week, but definitely, I'm going to the, Broomfield, Colorado Development Center in a couple of weeks. And we're doing a soft opening there for people who feel comfortable to meet in person. And I was surprised at the eagerness to meet face-to-face again. That being said, I think that there will be the hybrid model for the foreseeable future, if not into, into the long term. Jose Maria Barrero, Nicholas Bloom, and Stephen Davis from Stanford did a study where they found that only like 22% of all full work days would be supplied from home after the pandemic ends, compared to just 5% before. So that means that there is still kind of the impetus and the will to meet in person. That being said, I do think that there is a role for a remote workforce. And because of all of the talent shortage that we do have, I don't think we can afford to not include a remote workforce.
Got it. Last question, Stacey, you know, what changes you brought into your own personal daily routine to help you navigate through the COVID better, you know, and to be more productive would be the right word.
I think I've probably put in more discipline into my prep time prior to going to work. I am a full believer in making sure that we're mentally aware and fully present. And before the pandemic, I actually didn't meditate. So to prep in the morning and to be mentally on my game, because I'm in a remote environment where you're constantly on video, you do need to be mentally present to really pick up on all the nuance that you would normally get in person with respect to nonverbal cues. It just takes a lot of mental energy and to be there. So I work out in the morning. I also meditate, I journal, and then I'm able to concentrate fully on my day. I'm also very intentional with respect to the meetings that I take, as well as where I spend my time. So I've been a lot more disciplined in order to get things done. In a remote situation, being as structured as you can with your peers as well as your team helps, because you do have that transparency where you would normally have, an in-person kind of team rapport where you would know what's going on and making sure that people would, swim in the right direction.
So. Got it. Stacey, thank you so much for being on the show. You know, it was great having you. We could have talked more, but, you know, my marketing team forces me to keep all of them within 12 to 14 minutes. Thank you so much for being on the show and take care of yourself.
Great. Thank you.